perhaps the hardest lesson of faith is learning to wait. We always want to do something.
Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about Advent, the name given to what precedes Christmas in the Christian calendar. And we've been thinking about how to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus. We talked about the necessity to be spiritually attentive. I read to you from the prophet Habakkuk, who speaks of taking his stand and watching and listening. We talked about being expectant. You know, God really does want to dwell with us, to talk with us, to walk with us, to share our lives. But He's not going to barge in. He wants to be invited. Another way of preparing for Advent is to be faithful in our work, and especially to be quiet. Quiet is not a thing very easy to find, is it, nowadays? And one more thing, patient. I think perhaps the hardest lesson of faith is learning to wait. We always want to do something, and sometimes God is saying, don't do anything. Just be still. Listen to me. It is amazing how things so often seem to take care of themselves, and they open up and difficulties just dissolve if we're patient, if we really believe God. I love what Catherine Morgan said. Catherine Morgan, who has been a missionary in Colombia for many years, you've heard me talk about her as one of my spiritual mothers. She said to me not very long ago on the phone, people say to me, oh, you have so much faith. She said, I don't have faith. I can read. The Bible tells me that God is going to take care of me. I can read. It's not faith. Well, we do know that there's a mixture of faith in there too, isn't there? But we can all read. And if you read what God says, and remember that He said, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever, then we really have every reason to believe it, don't we? Are you one of those who prays, Thy kingdom come, but you don't really expect God to answer it? Well, how do you expect this to be answered? Right now, the world seems to be in chaos, and I want to say, so what else is new? We have always with us pollution, the terrible evil of abortion, the social chaos of lesbian and surrogate mothers. These are not all disasters in the final sense. These are the buds on the fig tree. You know, Jesus said you're to be looking, and when you see the buds come on the fig trees, then you know that summer is near. And likewise, we're to be looking for the coming of the Lord. Does it seem a contradiction that when things seem to be at their worst, that this is a sign of hope? Well, it's one of the paradoxes of Scripture, isn't it? Is it unbelievable? Well, it's the word of the Lord. He knows what He's doing. So I don't have to. Now we know certain things from what the Lord has told us, but the time is coming when we shall see. It's one thing to know something. It's something else to see it. But we haven't seen yet all things brought under His control, have we? Advent, this season, calls us to patient endurance. All is under His control. It just doesn't look that way. We're to be alert and watchful, but not afraid. In Psalm 45, written thousands of years ago, long before the psalmist himself could have had any idea of the full import of what he was writing, he says, "My heart is stirred by a noble theme." And he goes on into a paean of praise for one who scholars believe is the Messiah, Christ himself. "You surpass all mankind in beauty. Your lips are molded in grace, so you are blessed by God forever. With your sword ready at your side, warrior king, your limbs resplendent in their royal armor, ride on to execute true sentence and just judgment. Your right hand shall show you a scene of terror, your sharp arrows flying, nations beneath your feet, the courage of the king's foes melting away." This is a picture of the coming of the Messiah. "Your throne is like God's throne, eternal. Your royal scepter, a scepter of righteousness. You have loved right and hated wrong. So God, your God, has anointed you above your fellows with oil, the token of joy." And he goes on to describe the robes fragrant with myrrh and powder of aloes, the music of strings, a palace paneled with ivory, a princess who takes her place among the noblest of your women, a royal lady at your side in gold of Ophir. And we may interpret that princess as being the bride of Christ. It's a psalm of the incarnation, a psalm speaking of the coming of the Lord in the flesh. It's a glorious description. But you know, every time I speak to you, I pray that the Lord will help me to bring down these soaring, exalted, biblical themes to where you live. I've just read you this glorious description of the Lord who's coming back again. But some of you have some very hard things in your lives right now. Those very hard things are also buds on the fig tree. In that wonderful hymn, "God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform," it says in one of the stanzas, "His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower." And I want to say to you today, help is on the way. God is at work for you. But remember this, in his time, not yours, in his time, you've got to be patient. But this dreadful situation that some of you may be experiencing, that you feel as though you cannot survive, you can't take another day of it, let me give you the encouragement that this too shall pass. And in 1 John 2:17, we read, "The world and all its passionate desires will one day disappear, but the man who is following the will of God is part of the permanent and cannot die." Heaven and earth are going to pass away. All these buildings, all these trees and mountains and forests and rivers, but his words shall never pass away. Can you shut your eyes to that truth? Or would you rather look above and beyond? As someone has written, "The darkest hour of weariness is the forecast of God's own success." The darkest hour of weariness is a forecast of God's own success. The kingdom of God is nearer than when we believed. That's what Advent is about. Not only the coming of Jesus when he was a baby, but the coming of Jesus as a triumphant king. One of my favorite Christmas hymns is "Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Christ is nigh," it seems to say. "Cast away the works of darkness, O ye children of the day. Lo, the Lamb so long expected comes with pardon down from heaven. Let us haste with tears of sorrow, one and all to be forgiven." That stanza almost makes me cry each time we come to that. We think of the triumphant coming of the Lord, we think of his judgment, we think of how he is a king with a sword, but he's also a lamb. And in this particular stanza of this hymn, he's referred to as the Lamb so long expected, who comes with pardon down from heaven. You who are afraid to meet him, let us haste with tears of sorrow, one and all, to be forgiven. So when next he comes with glory and the world is wrapped in fear, may he with his mercy shield us and with words of love draw near. Well, back to those buds. You wouldn't break off the buds of a fruit tree, would you? Why then are we so insistent on the instant fulfillment, on getting rid of all that goes against the grain in our lives? We certainly need not make trouble for ourselves or go looking for it, but when it comes, let's see our troubles, our trials, as the very guise of the Lord Christ. He calls us in our joys and in our sorrows. He calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea. You have to forgive me for giving you so many hymns and so much poetry, but you know, it's the way I've learned theology, and that's just the way my mind runs. But I couldn't tell you what help these hymns are to me. So don't make much of the tough things in your life. It's no big deal in the light of eternity. Jesus is coming. This is Advent. Will you prepare for him? Will you make room in your heart for the Lord Jesus?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.